get out my encyclopedia and check out between schmur and schmoo.
Welcome to our Goleta City Council special meeting of April 14th, 2022. If we could, I'd like to call this meeting to order. If we could have a roll call.
Councilmember Seves?
Here.
Councilmember Kiriakou?
Here.
Councilmember Richards?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Kasdan?
Here.
Mayor Perotti?
Here. Okay. At this time, it's public has an opportunity to speak to anything that's on our closed session matters. Do we have any speakers?
Mayor, we do not have any speakers for closed session.
Okay. Okay. Ms. Garibaldi, would you like to report us into closed session?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This morning, we have two closed session items as listed on the agenda. One is for a pending litigation matter, the City of Goleta versus the Regents of the University of California. And the second is a real property negotiation item for the parcel listed on the agenda with the agency negotiator listed as the city manager, Michelle Green. And with no public comment, the City Council can now convene in closed session.
Thank you. Okay.
So bright ages ago last night, to think that spring Thank you.
the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not his face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not his smile, but a very nice smile. So it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying very hard to forget. Don't you wanna forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips, because they're not his lips, but very, very tempting lips. So if some night you're free, dear, it's all right. Uh-huh, it's all right. Don't you know it's all right with me? They're the wrong lips. Ah, they're not his lips, but tempting lips. So if some night you're free, uh-huh, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right with me.
Jealousy when that's you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. When you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh. And I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. I don't buy sugar. You just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar. It's sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seeps the honey fair and it drips. Your conviction, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rove, oh, 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 oh. Sick every honeybee fills with jealousy when that she out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. When you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're my sweet goodness news, honeysuckle rose. Don't bang a sugar, your boogers. If you took as my cup, you're my sugar booger. And it's sweet, so sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Your conviction, goodness news, honeysuckle rose. Jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. When you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh. And I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. Don't buy sugar. Get sugar, get sugar, get sugar. touch my cup. You're my sugar, and it's sweet when you stir it, get up. When I take a sip from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly dreads your confection. Goodness knows, honeysuckle robe. Oh, 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 honeysuckle.
Okay, we are going to bring this special Goleta City Council meeting to order. It is very special, of April 14th, 2022. I get to use my gavel again. I forgot how to use that. If you'll all rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin. Thank you, everyone. Okay, if we can have roll call, the City Council.
Councilmember Seves. Councilmember Seves.
We see you. We're not hearing you.
We can see, yes, Councilmember Seves. We'll try and get his audio going right now. Councilmember Kiriakou.
Here.
Councilmember Richards.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tempore Kasdan.
Here.
And Mayor Perotti.
Here. We know he's here, so we'll count that as present. Okay, public forum. Anybody that wishes to speak to anything that's not on our agenda today?
And if any attendee within the webinar app does wish to speak to this item, please use the raised hand icon.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
And I see no speakers for public forum.
Okay. And we have no speaker slips?
Not for public forum, no.
Okay. Okay, then amendments or adjustments, City Manager? So Green.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We have no amendments or adjustments to today's agenda. Just wanted to note for the audience and the public viewing us, we do have one item. It's a presentation.
Okay.
And that item is item A1, CD logo tile, Cindy Moore, Sustainability Manager.
Okay, who's going to start us off today with this special presentation?
Madam Mayor, I'd like to call to the podium our Planning Director, Peter Imhoff.
Thank you and good morning, Mayor and Council. This is a bittersweet moment because with the retirement of Cindy Moore after 19 years of service at the City of Goleta, the city is losing a tremendously dedicated and talented and capable individual. This is the second time that I get to say goodbye to Cindy because I remember back in 2003 when we were both at the Santa Barbara County Department of Planning and Development, how we watched wistfully as Cindy left to head off to the then still, you know, new and young city of Goleta. And we certainly, you know, looked after her, wondering what life was like on the other side. So it's been a tremendous privilege for me to be able to work with her now a second time here and to watch, you know, the work and the tremendous accomplishments that she's contributed to our community. And I want to list some of those accomplishments because it is truly extraordinary what Cindy has been able to accomplish during her time here. She's truly set the city on a course for greater sustainability and really set us on a path and made the city of Goleta a model for other cities to follow. So here's just this is a not complete list, but just a short list of some of the things that she's accomplished. She oversaw the adoption of the city's first REACH code back in 2010. She oversaw the development and adoption of the city's green building program, requiring LEED silver certification for new city-owned buildings in 2012. She achieved a 3-star community rating from the Star Communities for the city of Goleta under national leadership and sustainability, as well as LEED city designation in 2018. She obtained Green Business Program certification for City Hall and a platinum level Beacon Award for sustainability best practices from the Institute of Local Government. She oversaw LED lighting upgrades for the Goleta Community Center, as well as the library and City Hall, and participated in the planning of the streetlight LED upgrades. She oversaw adoption of the city's 100% renewable energy goals and development and adoption of the city's strategic energy plan. She completed a feasibility assessment and planning of the City Hall solar photovoltaic energy project, which is scheduled to begin outside these council doors next month. Construction will begin. She completed the Regional Community Choice Energy Feasibility Study and obtained council approval to join the Central Coast Community Energy Community Choice Energy JPA through successful enrollment, which occurred last year. She worked on and obtained adoption of the electric vehicle charging station permit streamlining ordinance and oversaw development of a community bike share pilot survey. She obtained an award of funds from Santa Barbara Air Pollution Control District through its Clean Air Grant Program for infrastructure and the and an off-grid solar power dual-port electric vehicle charging station at City Hall. Also obtained approval from Southern California Edison as part of its Charge Ready 2 program for the funding to install electric vehicle charging infrastructure at City Hall, and obtained an additional $215,000 in competitive grant funding from APCD for electric vehicle fast charging stations at the community center. Cindy has been a model staff member, and again, just a friend and a great person to work with. She is a consummate professional, always soft-spoken and diplomatic, modest and understated, technically masterful, and reliable and responsible in her work and her service to the community. So that's who the city of Goleta is losing, but I'll just close by thanking her and extending my congratulations to her on a race well run and all of her retirement and everything she has to look forward to.
Ms. Green?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just want to add a few words and to wholeheartedly agree with Director Imhoff's comments. But Cindy, thank you so much for your distinguished service with the city. As you know, you were one of the city's original employees hired way back in the day, and you've played a really important role in helping shape the organization. And I think that's a really special thing. You know, how many people can say they were here at the beginning and helped grow a city government? You created a strong foundation in the city's sustainability program that will serve the city for many years to come, and which has already made us a leader in sustainability in our county and beyond. Of course, you leave some big shoes to fill, and we will really miss you. I just can't imagine what it's going to be like here without you, but we wish you all the best in your retirement and congratulate you on everything you've achieved in your career here at the city of Goleta. Thank you.
If you want to come up, I have something to present to you. Try to hold it together here. I have a few words to say. I want to echo what was just said as well. And I've had the opportunity to be on your committee, Energy and Green Issues Committee, for many years now. And your passion and enthusiasm, I really think, has created things to be able to move forward. And you're the type of person that believes in what you're doing. You really, really have passion in what you do. So I appreciate it. I'm going to miss you. It's hard to say goodbye. But I also want to
say, yay, you know, your husband retired not too long ago, and now you are. You deserve to go out and have some fun and travel, and but the city will not be the same. It's a huge, huge loss. So I have the honor, in special recognition of Cindy Moore, Sustainability Manager, City of Goleta, in appreciation for your dedication, your professionalism, and your commitment to the City of Goleta from June 30, 2003 to April 2022. So I'd like to present this to you, and then if you want to say a few words.
Wow. Well, I would be lying if I didn't, if I said I wasn't freaking out a little bit right now. This is a little surreal, but thanks everybody for coming, particularly on this hybrid work schedule. I really appreciate it, and want to just express my gratitude for all your kind words. Thank you, Peter and Michelle and council. And I think I mentioned before, you know, for sure it was a unique and great opportunity to be able to come, you know, work for a newly incorporated city and just be part of that growth of the organization over the many years, and get to work with so many of the committed community members and talented staff over the years. And just want to express my gratitude to the council for support of the sustainability program and the projects. And I hope I've been able to, you know, help lay some groundwork for kind of bigger and better things going forward. I'm really excited for what's next. So not to belabor it any longer, but thank you so much. I really appreciate this.
Thank you. Councilmember Richards.
Thank you. Well, Cindy, very sad to lose you, but very happy for you, and congratulations for what your next adventure brings you, and very excited for you. I've gotten to work with Cindy since my term, when I first got elected in 2016, so for the last 6 years or so, and on the Energy and Green Issues Committee with Mayor Perotti. And it's been a great honor and privilege for me to be able to work with you closely in that group, and just to see your dedication and to see how much heart you put into your work and how much love that you have for what you do and for the city. And I have the short list of things that just come up, and I know Peter had a longer list of all the different accomplishments, but the ones that stick out for me were our setting our goal of 100% renewable energy, the strategic energy plan, the power purchase agreement for the solar array at City Hall, which is yet to come, the Beam EV charging station that was put in, and then again, the charging stations that we're about to be looking at soon. That in addition to the charging stations at the Goleta Valley Community Center. So there's so much that you've done that we can already see that is transforming our city. And there's so much that of your legacy that will continue to grow even after you leave. And I hope that you come back and join us for some of the ribbon cuttings and some of the other ceremonies that we have celebrating all of the different accomplishments that you've laid the groundwork for. That will continue to flourish. And, you know, for me, this has been I'm very passionate about this part of the work that we've been doing and the work that you've been doing. And I'm very grateful, because I think you've done a great job as a steward of the city and the resources, and really positioned us as a leader in green energy and sustainable energy and resiliency. So thank you very much, and good luck.
Mayor Pro Tem Kasdan.
Thank you. So first, yeah, as far as future things, if you can, feel free to zoom in from New Zealand, you know, when you're in the mountain there, or if you have your boat outside of Bora Bora and you want to zoom in to us, that's fine. We can do that. I guess there's been a lot of folks have commented already on the list of accomplishments Councilmember Richards just did, and Director Imhoff. And I guess from my perspective, I wasn't on the Green Issues Committee. I was just a hoi polloi member of the council. And I guess I just wanted to note that with some projects, there are sort of, or some issues, there are guardrails, if you will, that sort of control the scope of what it could be and so forth. And with these issues, it's a lot less clear, how fast you get to 100%, what date, how aggressive. And the thing that we could count on was that your work was going to be thoughtful, it was going to have good sense and good judgment, and one could count on it, that it would be something that would be trustworthy, that you can use that and have confidence that it was going to be well thought out, well analyzed, and I could feel comfortable getting on whatever it was. And that's great. I appreciate that. And as a consequence, there is that list of outcomes of achievements. And you've done it also always in a genial, pleasant, and thoughtful way. So I wish you the best on whether it's Bora Bora or New Zealand. And thank you. So best of wish. Best of luck.
Councilmember Carriaco.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Well, this is bittersweet for me because I've had less time with you than probably anyone here. I've completed 3 years on this council. Two of them were during a pandemic where we were working remotely, and I'm not also a member of the Green Issues Committee. So I don't know you from day-to-day interactions. I only know you by your accomplishments. And fortunately for our city, they are many. And they're too many to list, and although others have tried and have succeeded. And I just want to say, every time I come to City Hall and get to charge my car or walk in this building and know how it's powered, or just the many different facilities we have in the community and the many different special places we have in the community, I'll know that you're still there in a way, and that your legacy will live on in a way. So just thank you.
Okay. Did we get Councilmember Seves unmuted?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes, please.
Cindy, I'm sorry I'm not there this morning. But I did want to acknowledge your work with our city. I guess I'm the longest serving council member working with you. I was on the Green Issues Committee for many years. But what really struck me about you, Cindy, is that you work so damn hard. You get the job done. And when it comes time for the awards, you stand in the background. I remember we had an event in Santa Barbara, and I can't remember the name of the building was on Coda Street. And the city was getting a big recognition, and I tried to grab you to throw me out front, but you wouldn't do it. No, it's for you guys to accept this. So we accepted it on your behalf and on behalf of the city, but it was through your efforts, and we are gonna lose you. I wish there was a way that Star Trek was true in that we can mind meld you and get everything out of your head so that we can keep it in our archives, because there are gonna be stuff that we're gonna lose by your absence, but hopefully you'll be a phone call away and still be committed to helping our cities meet their goals. And hopefully the city will find some way of utilizing your services in the future. But thank you very much. Congratulations on your retirement. And throw away that alarm clock. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Seves. Okay, do we have any speakers, Mr. Quick?
If anyone within the webinar app would like to speak to this item, please use the raised hand icon and I will call on you. Otherwise, I do have one speaker slip from Francis Gilliand.
I'm old fashioned. I have it on a piece of paper, not on my Madam Mayor, council members, thank you for allowing me to be here today to speak on this momentous occasion, the day that you're honoring our good friend Cindy Moore on her retirement. My name is Frances Gilliland. I am the program director of the Green Business Program of Santa Barbara County. And also a longtime resident of the city of Goleta. So I'm wearing two hats today. I'm here to thank Cindy for her service on the steering committee and also the executive committee of the Green Business Program, and also as a resident who appreciates her hard work on behalf of the city. So I just wanted to, many of you have already listed her many accomplishments, but I just wanted to stick to the Green Business Program. Cindy and the city of Goleta have been a part of the Green Business Program since its launch in 2008, and even before that as we were getting the program set up. Cindy has been a constant source of information and inspiration and assistance and good guidance as we developed our program, launched it, implemented it, and continue to grow it. She represents the city in our program, but also the businesses in the city of Goleta. She made sure that we got the word out in Goleta about our program, and always kept an eye on what would be best for the city and the businesses that are here. She also led the effort, as was mentioned, to certify the city hall. So your city hall is a certified green business and will continue to be. And she's also helped, I just say I can't list all of the things. We don't have enough time. As many of you said, you can't imagine the city of Goleta without Cindy Moore working here for you and with us. I can't imagine the Green Business Program without her. I could always go to her with questions. I could always go to her for information and guidance. And honestly, she's just made the Green Business Program better, more efficient, and set us on a course for continued success. So I want to thank her for that. And also I want to thank her on a personal note during times of, you know, a life that we all go through, and sometimes times are hard and you're trying to do your job and maintain your family and things go on. And Cindy was always there to back me up when I needed her help. And so I wanted to thank her personally for that. So on behalf of, I have another plaque. It's not quite as beautiful as as that, but it is sustainable bamboo. And it was purchased from a local business, Tri Valley Trophies. So on behalf of the Green Business Program of Santa Barbara County and all of our partner agencies, there are over two dozen, thank you for your service. And we are providing or presenting Cindy with this innovator plaque. An innovator green business is a business that has gone above and beyond our basic standards of what we ask a green business to do. These are innovators are businesses that think big, that go above and beyond, that are leaders. And so that is also how we see Cindy. So Cindy, I'll read this for you real quickly. With our deepest gratitude for your exceptional work and invaluable dedication to the Green Business Program of Santa Barbara County, presented this day, April 14th, but the date is April 15th, because I believe that's your official last day, April 15th, 2022. Oh.
Thank you so much for that. Do we have any other speakers?
I have no further speaker slips, and I have no hands up on the webinar.
Anybody else want to say anything? Well, Cindy, this isn't goodbye. We're going to see you around in between traveling. But thank you. Thank you. With that, the meeting is adjourned.